Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the spirit, the words you speak to us, they are spirit and they are life. Don't talk, please. Are you a Muslim or a Buddhist? We are Christians. When we are praying, we keep quiet and we pray. Close your eyes. We thank you for the good work that you have begun to do in the hearts of these young people. Father, we know whom we have believed, that is able to keep that which we commit to him against that day. As I commit all of these young people to you, and I pray that, Lord, you will guide them, and you will lead them, and you will direct them into your perfect will for their lives. I pray that, Lord, every word that you have spoken here in these past few hours, all these words, they will do well. All these words, like the seed, will do well. And the seed that you are planting in their hearts, they will all go on to be mighty trees. Pray for the prophetic destiny of every child here to become their reality. No child will go wayward. Even the one who seems to be going wayward, bring him back by your spirit. Let the words you have planted deep in their hearts, may those words direct them back onto the course. Lord, we give you praise. We ask the Lord you will speak to us even more clearly. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Anybody say a loud amen? Put your hands together one more time and you may take your seats in the church. Amen. Alright, so we have been talking about... Please don't make noise, oh. Please don't make noise. Don't move. Don't move and don't make noise. Am I talking too fast? So fast since I came. Is I talking too fast? Are you sure? Sometimes they say I talk fast and you can't hear what I'm saying. I'm going to try to slow it down this time. But everybody should sit down. K Church, please put your hands for the K Church dancing stars. Yeah. Oh, you are jealous. Clap for them, you are jealous people. Jealous, envious people. It's a very nice dance. You, when you were in K Church, were you dancing like this? Be envious and jealous. Amen. All right, then put your hands together also for Asada. Beautiful song, very beautiful. Are you jealous? Are you people jealous people in the church, or what's the problem? Do you know how many months she has been learning this song for? You don't know. The song started from when? Which month did she start learning the song from? May or something? April. Can you imagine? Only one song. April. She's been learning the song for... And you see, exactly what I am preaching about. Because when the person does the thing over and over and over again for a long time, what happens is that skill is developed. You see, the song that she sang, that is Blessing Song. It's one of the songs that Blessing sings. Everywhere we go, okay, she sang that song in Takrade. Where did you sing it again? Last year, she sang it in Tamale North. She sang it in Takrade. It's my song. I like the song. So everywhere we go, depending on how I'm feeling, like I say, she sings that song. So right now, that's our number one hit song that we sing. So even yesterday, we were discussing that today, what song will you sing? Then she mentioned some list of songs. She said, okay, well, no, it's not too whatever. I will knock it with this one. I thought Asada was learning the song. Yesterday, I saw Asada. I said, what song are you singing? And she mentioned this. I told her, you are not singing that song. Asada is singing the song. And you see, you don't know. You people, you don't know music. But what is impressing me is that she sang, when we are closing church, I'll let the sound people play the original. As we are going home, you'll be listening to the song. She sang the notes. Every note. And there's something they call runs in the song. When the person sings the song, example. See, I heard a song before they sing the song, and we call it runs. Like you are running with the. Yes. She sang all the runs. She sang all the notes. And she could only have done it well because she started learning the song from April. April, May, June, then July. So why are you not clapping for her? Why are you not? They are trying to be envious or jealous. So we'll dash her more of the songs. Now that we see that she can sing it now, we'll dash her more of the songs. Yeah, so so when you come, you and her will share. You should sing some, they will sing some, finish, that's all. And then when I'm traveling somewhere one day and she cannot come and you are free, I will let you come. Yes, I will let you come. Because it can work. Or it cannot work. Yes. Yeah, so sometimes she's in school and then she's writing exams. Like August, for example, we're going to Kintampo and Techima. Kintampo and Techima are just here. And then you will be in school trying to write exams. So she will come and replace you. We'll meet you in Kintampo. We'll meet in Kintampo. Yes, it can work. It can work. She can sing all the songs. She can sing. So when we are going, just give all the songs to her. She just start singing them. We are in business. Well, what I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Yeah, and see, I'm preaching to you. We have only a few, about 1 hour 45 minutes left for this conference to end. And this part, I want to talk to you about. I'll talk to you about, number one, what a novice is generally. He's a beginner. He's starting out. He's what? He's new at it. He's what? He's inexperienced. And then he's what? He's a babe. Please, boys, don't let any girl call you babe again. After what you have learned today. Yeah, it's a babe. The girl is telling you that your mother has been buying boxer shorts for you. You are a babe. Yes. And then we learned what? We learned also that novices have some characteristics. Right? Number one, they don't know the basic things about God's word. They don't know Noah. They don't know Abraham. They don't know Jacob. They don't know Samson. They don't know. That's a novice. They don't know those things. Don't know John the Baptist. Don't know Zechariah. Don't know Mary. They don't know that there's a difference between Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene. Don't know the difference. Yes, that's a novice. Number two, what is another characteristic? Doesn't know the difference, recognize the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Don't talk. Oh. No, I'm hearing, hey, Number three, don't know how to do the right thing. That this is right. Ephesians 6 says, for this is right. You see, the Bible is, you read something in the Bible, and the Bible says, this is right. That's the one the Bible says is right. That is the one you must do. And if you're not doing it, we describe you as a novice, a beginner, starting out, a Christian who is just beginning at the basic level. But Tamale Safe Church, after this conference, we are all going on to become experienced Christians. Experienced Christians. You're not saying amen. I don't know what it means. Yeah. Experienced Christians. Then I taught you the reason why we must all want to become experienced and move away from being novices. Why? Because number one, somebody who's not a novice, what's the benefit of being? You will know the Father. And when you know the Father, how you know the Father is that the Father reveals himself to you. And the way the Father reveals himself to you is crazy. To think about it is something. Even, listen, one day, there was a superhero in the Bible. God was in heaven. And he heard that there were some people in some town. They were bad. Bad people. So God and two angels took a journey from heaven to come to earth. And when they came to the earth, they went to this superhero's house. Yeah, like to go and greet him. Like we have come to the earth, but you know, want to pass. You, if God comes to the earth, will he pass by your house before going to where he's going? You don't understand. Hey, who is shouting? So, what kind of human being are you that when God comes to the earth on his way to some place, he passes by your house first? Or
I don't understand what I'm preaching to you. Pastor Roger. Oh, you must be a certain type of human being that when God comes to the earth and he's like God is going somewhere, the person whose house decides to let me pass by and just greet him and say hi to him. Yeah, and then drop a baby there. Because when God came, he dropped a baby in her house. Say, yeah, by this time, the wife was laughing. He was laughing. You remember, that was when he dropped the baby. So God passed by the house and dropped a baby there. And then when God and the angels were going, he told the angels to take the lead. And then as he was about to go, then he started thinking about, what I'm going to do in that town. Should I tell him or should I not tell him? So let me tell him. So God decided to reveal a secret, the secret of his mission on earth. You see, you're looking at me like I'm telling you totally. It's the Bible that you have that you don't read. It's inside. Yeah, looking at me like this pastor is telling Toli in the church. And God told the guy that, have you seen that town over there? That town, that place. They are bad there. These people. Bad people, big, wicked people. I'm going there. I'm going to burn it to the ground. What do you think? Then the man said, oh, no. About you, pan, good God like you. Good God, how can you go to and bend a whole town to the ground? It's not. It's okay. Anyway. If you go there, this is a human being talking to God. You don't understand what I'm talking about. When I say that, the benefit of striving to become an experienced person, to do the things that will move you from novice to experience, one of the benefits is that you will know the Father. The Father will show himself to you. He said, if you find 50 people in that town, will you bend into the ground? A human being is negotiating price with God. God said, if I find 50 people, I'll not bend into the ground. The man counted the number of people in the 1, 2, 3, 4. All the good people there, 1, 2, 3, 4. He didn't get 50. So, okay, 45. Will you bend? So, 45, I will not bend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What about if you find 30? You say, I won't bend. 1, 2, 3. Every time he counts, he doesn't get the number. So, what about if you find 20? Say, I won't bend. 1, 2, 3. Say, don't be annoyed, though. One last one. What about if you find 10? So if I find 10 people in that town who are good, I won't bend. But when the man counted the number of human beings who were living there, who were good, they were less than 10. So, Charlie, I can't help them. So, Charlie, see you later, okay? And God went to the place and bent the place to the ground. That superhero's name is Abraham. Put your hands together for Abraham. Yes. Number two benefit is what? You become strong. All through the Bible, God makes it important. Let me preach here. Huh? I will boot you, Bia. Why? Are you sick? Is your head paining you? No, it's not paining you. Father, I declare healing. Hey, it's hot, though. Or it's because you're sleeping that your head has become hot. I command the pain to go away. Command the headache to go away. In the name of Jesus. Be healed totally, completely. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm giving you 5 minutes. If it's paining you again, I'm going here. I'll come back. I'll pray for you again. It will go. Okay, now sit up like somebody who is... Yes. Yeah, no, don't sleep. Don't allow it at all. What was I saying before? Eh? Yes. Strong. God is always telling people, be strong. He came to Joshua. What did he tell Joshua? Be strong and be very courageous. Oh? There was a guy called Gideon, another superhero. You know Gideon? You know Gideon? Superhero? You people. I'm telling you, these guys are the real heroes, the real super, the strange things that are recorded in the Bible. Gideon. I mean, if your family, you know, that your brother that you don't like, nobody is here, his ear is hard,
His ear is, his ear is hard. His ear is hard. Have you heard sound before? How many of you have a brother? Everybody, if you have three brothers, one brother, his ear is hard. Every house, there are three brothers. One brother, his ear is, who has a brother? His ear is hard. Give me a wave. His ear is hard. His ear is hard. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Put your hands down. So you see, this type of brothers that you don't know. And you see, Gideon, he was in a family. Nobody respected him. Nobody used to do anything with him. Nobody, whatever. And he was one day sitting down somewhere, removing the husk from wheat. See, wheat, before you can, you have to remove the husk from it. Uh-huh. So that's what he was doing. They have this thing that they put the grains in between two stones, and then they roll it together. And as they do that, then the husk comes off that's what he was doing. And that work is for girls. Why Gideon was doing it at that time, I don't know why a man was doing a girl's work. But like I see, they sent him to go and do a girl's work. Yeah, I don't know why. That's Gideon. An angel appeared to him and called him a mighty man of war. And he said, the angel came and said, I greet you, mighty man of war. The guy said, it's who? The angel said, you. Maybe you have made a mistake. Maybe you are going here, you have come here. The way to is here. It's not here that you find mighty man. So you see, I'm talking about you. But you see, God will tell him, be courageous, be strong, be courageous, be strong. Because one of the things that you have to understand is that all the things that God has brought you to this earth to do, Satan will not allow you to do them. And so one of the things that you need to be able to do them is strength, to be strong. I'm not preaching well. Yes. And the journey from novice to experience, what it does is, you see, there are some things I don't do them anymore. Some of the things that you are doing, I don't do them. I'm strong. I don't do pornography. Do you know pornography? It's not a temptation. No, it's good. Sorry. First of all, it's not real. Those boys who have been watching pornography, I want to announce to you that they have been deceiving you all these years. They are not minding me. It's not real. Can you imagine that two people are doing something? And they are the cameras, they put camera here, camera here, camera here, they put microphones here. Like how you see how that sister is standing by the camera here, no? Huh? Then this man is also holding a camera here, no? You see, then they are doing it, then people are here doing something. Oh, is it possible? It's not possible. They are lying to you. Sometimes, they are not even naked. Sometimes they are not even naked. They are just deceiving you. And you have, your main occupation in life. Your main occupation in life. That's what you do. That's what, you are employed to be doing this. You're not strong. Number three, benefits. So we can move on. Evil one. And I announce to you that if you know any demon-possessed person, please bring her to Priscilla. Please, if you don't know Priscilla, please, Priscilla, come. Put your book down. Yes. Don't worry. Please, guys, in case you cannot see her, this is Priscilla. She is not LP Priscilla. She is not Episcopal Sister Priscilla. She is not Lady Reverend Dr. Priscilla. Your name is what?
Priscilla.
That's all. Her name is Priscilla. She's not anything. She's not Evangelist Priscilla, Prophetess Priscilla, Apostle Priscilla. No. She's not apostle, doctor, evangelist, apostle, doctor, bishopess, right, reverend. No. Her name is Priscilla. And she has a message for you. That if you know in any church, Google Savelugu. Where are the churches that are here? Which churches are here? Zaire. Tamale North. Zaire. Savelugu. Grugu. Sanzigu. If you are, we are announcing to you. Priscilla says I shall announce to you. I'm the announcer. I am announcing to you that if you come from any of these churches and you know anybody in the church that has a certain sign that maybe there are evil spirits in the person, I announce on behalf of Priscilla that bring that person to church in Tamale Apache, Safe Church, K Church. Is it K Church? Safe K Church. That's where you find her. Her office. Her office is in K Church. Yeah. You come and meet her in her office in K Church. Bring the person with the evil spirits in there. It doesn't matter how many evil spirits. It can be 10 evil spirits or 1,000 evil spirits or 10,000 evil spirits. It doesn't matter. You just bring the person to her in the K Church office where she will be this Sunday from between 10 a.m. and maybe 2 or 3 or 4 p.m. She's available. She will bind the devil. She will bind the devil. She will bind. She will bind. She told you. Yeah, she told you. I will bind, and with emphasis on bind. In Jesus' name, she will bind. She will cast out. She will bind. She will lose. The person that has the witchcraft, by the time you are going back to Sanzirigu, the witchcraft is gone. If you don't believe me, I don't know why you're looking at my face. Yeah, but if you are bold, you are courageous, you just test it on this Sunday. Just bring one for trials. She'll be waiting for the person in her K-Church office. You'll see. But because anybody who takes the journey from moving from novice to experience, on that journey, one of the things that happens to you is that you overcome the evil one. And he said, he was specific. I write to you, young men. Who is he writing to? Who is this? It's not a young woman. It's not a young woman. And she qualifies. Young men. Young woman. But you don't believe it. Try it. Priscilla, don't fear any. Let me tell you something. Don't be afraid of any evil spirit. Yes. All you have to do is to stand where you are standing and say, I bind you in the name of Jesus. If you say the first one, it must hear. If it doesn't hear, repeat it. Sometimes their ears are hard. Some of the evil spirits, they have hard ears. So when you say first one, I bind you in the name of Jesus. It doesn't hear. So I say, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I say, look, this is your stubbornness. I bind you in the name of Jesus. By the third time, the evil spirit will go away. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And I want to come back and hear that by now, no, by the time I come back next year, no, around 5 or 6 evil spirits have been dealt with by you. Put your hands together for Priscilla. Go back to your seat. Amen. And then we went on to discuss, when a person is not a novice, what do they look like? Do you remember it? Yes. What do they look like? Number one. They do what? They hear the word of God. By doing what? By listening to preaching over and over and over again. And I recommend it to you, the camp when Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. When I come next year, I must hear that, Reverend William. That camp there, Charlie, we have all killed it in this church, all of us. Oh, cry. Sometimes groups of friends meet in a place, put a blue two-speaker in the middle, put chairs around. You must come to church, K Church or J Church, Saturday morning. So today we're not going anywhere. We all don't have phones or whatever. One person has a phone. Let's find a Bluetooth speaker. Let's come to church. We'll arrange chairs around, put a Bluetooth in this, and then we press play on when Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. I promise you, if you listen to that camp, something will happen to you. Something will happen to you. Yes, something will happen to you. Next one. Number two, they do what? Sees the word. How do they see the word? By watching the preaching. So sometimes you watch the preaching on the video. Bishop Dagiwad Mills is preaching and it's on YouTube. Don't go on YouTube and go and watch whatever you watch. Watch that one. Yeah? Watch that one. And watch it over and over and over and over again. Something will happen to you. Next one. You look at. That's it. He looks at closely and attentively the word of God. How does he do it? By quiet time. By what? How many of you know what quiet time is? Everybody's hand must be up. If you're in this church, you must know what quiet time is. How many of you know what quiet time is? Quiet time. every morning. Vera, the quiet time you have stopped doing, no? That quiet time that you have stopped, no? I came from Kumasi to tell you that it is a headache, still your hair steeping you. You don't want me to pray for you again, or it's gone. It's gone. Like, I will go to various places and I'll come back and pray for you again. But it's gone. Then smile it. Ah. Have you eaten? And then smile at somebody who has eaten. Or you didn't like the food that you ate. Your mother is here, she can give you another one. You like the food that you ate. Then smile that you like. Yes. You disciple on this. Yeah. You won't open your Bible in the morning. You will open your Bible in the morning. You will not open your Bible in the morning. Show me James. James 1:24. I don't know, I think. Show me, let me check it. 23. James 1:23. 23, then 24. Look. Vera. Oh, Vera. It's a song, oh? Eh? It's a song. Here. I don't know why you're sitting down here some with them, but here. Anyone who listens, it also applies to who reads. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. Next verse. Are you annoyed? And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. I'm not preaching to you today. One of the reasons why you are not able to change some things about you is because you have forgotten what you look like. Yes. You are telling yourself you are something. Is it? There are some people here. If they die today, they'll go to hell. I don't know what I'm not saying it well. Oh, you are a Christian. I told you in the beginning, last night, I was telling you that we are here calling ourselves something. Because we cannot see the difference between us, that's why we have to add a qualifier. Strong. We have to say strong. Because there are people here. I cannot swear, but if you die, don't die yet. If you die today, hell. You open your eyes, you're in hell. You are in hell. You see, some time ago, it was not so. But the reason why it is so now is because it's been a long time since you looked in the mirror. It's been a long time. So I'm preaching good. Roger, I'm preaching all. I'm preaching. It's been a long time since you looked in the mirror. Where is Ishmael? Ishmael. Which one is Ishmael? It's not this one. You're confusing me. It's been a long time since you looked in the mirror. Yes. If you were, you would have seen that you are backslidden and on your way to hell. Not you, but somebody. Yes. And then you can be, because it is when you look at the mirror, you say, this one is not, one hair has come, then you adjust it, whatever. So there's something on your nose. Then you can take tissue. Then you clean it. If you don't look in the mirror, you will go to town. It will be on your nose. And nowadays, people don't tell you things. They will just look at you. Then you'll be going through. Have you not seen how sometimes some boys, their zip is open, but they have walked through the whole town, the whole day. They have sat in yellow, got down, sat in taxi, got down. They have, from morning, that their zip opened at home, no? They have gone to town yellow. They sat in yellow from here to this thing, from here to hospital. Went to do something at the hospital. Walk around the hospital. Came back to the roadside. Took another yellow from here to market. They went, hey, the zip has been open. Yeah. People have been looking at the zip, getting down, but nobody said it. Have you not seen that? It does not happen to me before. But you see, it's because the guy dressed up that morning and did not look at himself in the mirror. Because if he had looked at himself in the mirror, he would have seen that something is wrong. Something is wrong, and you're not fixing. The reason why you are not fixing what you are, and it may end you up in hell, is because it's been a long time since you looked in a mirror. It's been a long time. Quiet time is an opportunity every morning to examine yourself in the mirror of God's word. Yeah, I'm preaching, but you're not happy. Be online. Online people, like, share, subscribe. Maybe I'm preaching to somebody. Somebody is watching me. He's the one that is I'm talking to. Maybe not the ones in the room here. Another one. Share, subscribe, and share and like and everything. And comment also. Comment. Yeah, say comment so that we can see that you are watching and you are inside. You are mirror. Don't have quiet time for yourself, teacher. Me, I'm telling you. Have quiet time for yourself. Otherwise, you will die. I told you yesterday I went for a funeral in Accra. Funeral is a very sad funeral. My boy. If God gives me a chance to choose some people who die, I'll not choose him. I have some people in my mind, I'll choose them that they should die last 2 weeks. They should die. They are the ones who should die. But it's not this one that I would choose that he should die. Hey, the guy was a good boy. When I left Tamale and I came to Kumasi, for the first time, 2010, I went. The safe church was a small church, about 35 or 40 children. We were like from here to here. That was the space that we had. From here to here, here to here. And we had a tent that we used to be under it. Behind the main church, that was our church. I left a glamorous safe church. Roger, glamorous, you know glamorous. Yeah, what church here was a glamorous safe church here. I left glamorous safe church and I went to Bantama to this small church that was we used to have in some small space over there. When it's raining like this, we have to run into the main church for shelter. Do you understand shelter? Yeah, they'll be there and they will enter the say, that was raining will beat us. When I went, this small boy, he was the drummer. They had inherited a drum set from the main church, old drum set. Yeah, we have one bass drum, one tom, one of the tops on the side, some snare, and then you know if some high hats, broken one, whatever. Yeah, he will come every morning. He will arrange it. He will arrange it. Praise and worship time. He will be playing it. He will be playing it. He will be praises time. He will be playing it. Sometimes we can be doing praises, and when the praises is drumming, he will play the thing, and then the bass drum will disconnect and start rolling away. Have you seen that before? Yeah, the bass drum disconnects. You know, like it disconnects from the whatever, and then starts going away. So we have to stop. He has to stop playing the drums and go and catch the bass drum and come and fix it back again and chuck it with some block, cement block, so that actually it can stay steady. And he'll be playing the drums. Sometimes he'll be playing, then he will miss a beat. You know, those days the worship leaders were grown ups. They were like the mamas in the church. So they'll be leading the worshiper, and then when he missed the beat, not then they'll eye him some eye. It means that first warning. So they'll be singing there. When he misses one, they'll say, it means that he should stop playing the drum. So your boy will sit behind the drum like that quietly, and people are singing a cappella. Yeah, but next week, Sunday, he'll come again, he'll arrange it, he'll play it again. I used to wonder that. So one day, after I have seen the thing for some time, I wonder that, may God give me the ear that he has, so that when I'm also doing this safe church work and I'm becoming discouraged, no, I don't stop. Every Sunday morning, you arrange the things. Good guy. When we moved, they built our church block, and we moved, J Church was upstairs. We had a big hall that we were in. There was nobody to clean the church for us. This boy was staying across from the church. He volunteered that every Sunday morning, he will come in and sweep and mop that hall by himself. And he did it every morning. People dress up and come to church. They don't know how the hall was cleaned. Yeah, but that was his job. Every morning he would come and clean. Doesn't talk very much. Very serious. When you do something very serious, he's very serious. If you joke while he's doing something very serious, he can easily even just, no, doesn't joke when he's serious. We are doing this. Be serious. Sometimes I have to tell him that, look, Charlie, it's a joke. Relax. Sometimes the thing is a joke. Why are you saying the thing so seriously? Yeah, he died. He was 23 years old. Yeah. If you die, you will go to hell. You will open your eyes like this, and you will see, first of all, before your eyes open, you start feeling heat. So you are wondering, what's going on? But when you open your eyes right now, then you see that's fire all around you. Because it's been since you looked inside. Look at this, verse 25. But the man who looks intensely, this is the verse, the man who looks intensely
carefully, deeply. The word intensely means deeply. Your eye is focused on it, and you are looking, and you are looking, and you are looking. The man who wakes up in the morning, opens his Bible to have quiet time, and looks at the verses, look at it carefully, intently. The Bible says that that man, he says, as he continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, and he's doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. I'm not preaching well. Or you have gone home, you have closed the conference and gone home already. Yes. So, that's number one. And then the last one is what? You handle it. Yeah. He handles it. An experienced person, he handles. He has seen it, watched it, looked at it, listened to it, and then he has practiced it, so that now he's beginning to see the result of doing all of those things in his life. So when you meet him, you see that he is a blessed. The Bible says, whatsoever he does, it shall prosper. Whatsoever he does, it shall prosper. After this conference, may whatsoever you do prosper. Yes. So you see, some of the guys who in your class, they are always first. It's not always that, it's not always that they learn a lot or there are some human beings, they're not human beings. I've met some, or I've not met some before in your life. Oh, there are some human beings. When you meet him, like, you wonder that, yeah, like this human being. What kind of human being is this? So smart, so bright. You just look at this human being like this, because God, you see, that's God. God has a way. God can make it such that whatsoever a man does, it prospers. There's some people, when you follow them in school, they don't learn very much. You are not seeing how they learn very much. How many have seen some before? He doesn't. You are learning by, you just walk around. Always his A. He makes getting the A's look like it's not this thing, not a problem. Yeah, people are playing basketball. He's playing basketball some. People are playing hockey. He's playing hockey some. But when he comes to the class, he's always the one who is, because there is a way that God can make whatever a man does prosper. And that is where you want to be. Am I preaching well or you are not? Okay, let me close. You don't like what I'm talking about. Okay. So where are we now, today, this afternoon? I want us to talk about how do we move from novice to experienced. Do you want to know? Okay. So, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14. How do we move from novice to experienced? Hebrews 5, verse 14. The Bible says, NLT. The Bible says, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use, or who through training, are you seeing it? Who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. And in other words, a person moves from novice to experience through training. That isn't making sense to you. Is it making sense to you? So training is how you move. Training is how we move from novice to experience. Now write this down. What does it mean to train? Number one, to train someone means to train someone. Are you typing this one too for me? Yes. To train someone means to instruct them, okay? To instruct the person and then to make them skilled. You want them to become very good at the thing you are instructing them in. And in this particular case, we are talking about the word of life or the word of God. My aim is that after this conference, you will become very skilled in the word of God. You will know how to use the word of God. That's why I'm here. Okay? To train means to instruct someone and to make them skilled in something. Number two, to train means to learn the necessary skills. To train means to learn the necessary skills through practice and discipline. If you are training
if you are training, say, I'm training for the Olympics. What you are doing is, you are trying to learn the necessary skills for the sport, okay, through practice and through discipline. We are almost ended, almost there, we are almost there. To train means to do what? To learn the skills through practice and through discipline. Amen. Amen. All right, so two things that we need to be able to become experts or experience in the Word of God are what? Number one, practice. Number two, discipline. Write it down. Two things we need to become experienced in God's Word. Hallelujah. Hebrews 5:13. Look at the scripture. Hebrews 5:13. Okay. King James. Hebrews 5:13, King James. What does it say? It says everyone practice. What does practice mean? Practice means to do something over and over again, right? If you do it over, as I said, you listen to the preaching over and over again. You watch the preaching over and over again. You have the quiet time over and over again. You do what you have learned in your quiet time over and over again. Those are the four things that we are doing. You like that. You listen, you watch, you look, you practice. You listen, you watch, you look, you practice. You listen, you watch, you look, you practice. Over and over again. That is practice. See, look at it. It says, for everyone that uses milk is not skillful or is a novice in the word of righteousness. Everyone who... So, when you use the word of God, because the word of God is milk, when you use it, the more you use it, that's practice. That's how you move yourself from novice, somebody who is now starting to begin, listen, to experience. You see, what I was talking to you about Priscilla, it's not Priscilla. I brought Priscilla here as an example because Priscilla is small and, yeah. I mean, there's anybody who should be afraid of devils and devils. It should be like, so if Priscilla has opened her office in K-Church to casting out devils, what about you? Get up and let me, you. Get up and let me see your body. Yeah, where is my body? I saw him somewhere. Hey, bring, come. Use body. I like this body. Come and use. Priscilla, come. Go here. You'll be making me look short. If this one's office is open in K-Church to cast out devils, what is this? This one, what will he be casting out? Monsters. Dragons. Oh, what I'm saying is not making sense. Yeah, this one is... She's dealing with witches. No, these are witches and whatever. This one should do what? What should this one do? I mean, this one is, she says, I will bind them in Jesus' name. Like, and if you just make a mistake, I will bind. What will you be doing? We'll be doing deliverance. He, if she is binding. One day, I went to live with my uncle's house in Pig Farm, in Accra. And I was on vacation, and he went to work. And he used those days, he had this video deck. You know, people don't know video deck, but it's only used to call video deck. And then you have a video cassette. The movie is on it. You roll it like that. It has tape. I don't know how to describe it. You put it inside it, and then the video will come on the TV screen. So he had one. My father didn't have one, but he had one. So as I was in the house, when he went to work, I saw that the video deck was. I said, let me go and look in his archive to see what movies he has. But the man was a church elder. So he didn't have movies. He didn't have any movies. I saw Benny Hinn. I said, hey, I've heard this man's name before. Let me see this video. What is inside? So I removed the cassette from the way, you know, the bookshelf and I put it inside the thing. Ha! May I not remember all the things that he was saying or whatever, but I remember what I remember. He was standing there, then he will say something. He will come here like this. When he comes here, he say, "Receive it." Then the people start, they start falling. Do you know the dominoes? You know what they call dominoes? How many of you know dominoes? Oh, you don't know dominoes? Okay, what about those of you who are watching football? Do you know Mexican wave? Hey, you don't know Mexican wave? Maybe you know Mexican wave. But are you a football guy? Do you do betting? Huh? You have stopped. You've not bet before. If I check your phone, I'll not see a betting app on it. Okay, I believe you. He will do his hand like this. Receive it. Then the people start to to the last end. Nobody, there'll be nobody left on the chair. Then he'll come here. Receive it. Then he'll come here. Receive it. Then he'll come here. Receive it. Then, I was looking at the man and said, "What?" Then, you see, as he was doing the thing, you know, one of his assistants who helps him when he made a mistake and he touched him. He touched him like this. You know when you electric shop, when something... the man fell down the floor. Shocked. He was... If Priscilla is casting out devils, Beth Borrell should be doing receive it and people be falling down. You fall down. If we measure the height, this is like two times of this girl. If I put another one of her on top, that's you. That's how it's supposed to be. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? But you see, I'm telling you that how this comes about is that a person constantly practices. You practice hearing, seeing, looking at, touching, and feeling. Then again, hearing, then seeing, then looking at, then touching. Maybe, right? I'm telling you, do you have a Bible in school? Do you read it? You'll read it this semester. Yes, and the message, did they give you the message? No, they'll give you. Before I go, here, you'll get it. I'm sure it is here. I'll drop it from my iPad to your phone. It's not a problem at all. Yeah, you believe me, you'll see. And if you can come to a place and do your hand like this, people fall down. It's not a very nice thing. Yeah, they'll fall down, they can't even wake up. Wow. So, please put your hands up for them. Go and sit down. Next one. I have to close. James chapter 1, verse 25. Or 24. 25. James 1, 25. But the Bible says, whoever, James 1, 25. Whoever, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues. Practice means to continue. He continues in it. NIV. Show me NIV. 25, verse 25, NIV. Continues. Whosoever looks. Is it coming? NIV. But the man who looks intensely into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this. Quiet time every day. Continue to do this. That person, if he continues practicing, doing it, that person, he will be blessed. This the end of this verse, it sounds like Psalm 1. The verse says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He will be blessed in what he does. Yes. Continue. So, key number one is what? Practice. Key number two is what? Discipline. Okay. And what does it mean to be disciplined? Write it. I want you to write everything down. Yes. Those of you are not writing, I don't know why you are not writing. But I don't come for a conference. Conference, we write things. Every conference that you go to, they write down things. Or it's not like that. Lady Reverend, when you go to conference, you don't write down things. Even they share notebooks at the conference. They give you a small file with pen and notepad in it. Yes. Because conference, you must write down something. How can you come to a conference? Your hands are empty. It doesn't make sense. Discipline, write it down. It is the ability to make yourself do something. The ability to make yourself do something, even if it is difficult. The ability to make yourself do something, even if it is difficult, in order to achieve a goal. You want to achieve a goal, so you make yourself do something, even if it is difficult. You want to be blessed in whatever you do, and so you make yourself have your quiet time every day, even if it is difficult. Bebore, you make yourself listen to the messages all the time to achieve a goal of what? What? Let me tell something. You want to buy a Mercedes-Benz GLE? Huh? Come. Do you want to own it? Do you want to own it? No, don't be shy. You just like the picture of it. What car do you want? What car do you like? Huh? Hyundai Accord. Honda Accord. Oh, Master, increase the volume tomorrow. What is this Honda Accord? Huh? That's the one you want right now that you are 17 old. That's the one you want when you are 30 years old. 5 years' time. So 17 plus 5 is what? So that's the car you will be driving when you are 22. But when you are 30, what car do you want to drive? Maybach. Maybach, you cannot drive it on this road though. Your area, there's third road there. It's smooth asphalt. But that area, will you be staying there when you're 30 years old? So you go and live in an area where the road is. You live in Accra. Makati Hills. The road is smooth there. Let me show you something. John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. Look at it. Everything you are doing right now to be able to get the Accord and the Maybach. Accord in 5 years' time. The Maybach by the time you are 30 years old. All the things you are doing right now, stop all and do what I'm preaching. What I'm preaching. Do my own. Do my, the one that I'm showing you in the scriptures. Look at it. The Bible says, stand, come and stand here. Stand. And in that day, give me an IV, please. In that day, you will no longer, Jesus is the one talking. Jesus came from heaven, right? Oh, you don't mind me again. I'm crossing, right? Right? And Jesus doesn't tell lies, right? And if there is something that is not true, he will tell us, right? So if he's telling us something, then it is true, right? This is the one talk. He says, don't put... Okay, no problem. We can see. It's okay. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. In that day means any day from the time when he was talking, the time he was talking, he was on earth. He was saying that when he goes, from that day onwards, I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. What word is there? What word is there? No. Whatever. Is it whatever? What does it mean? Including Accord. And what? And Maybach. You see, I believe what I am saying, like what I told Priscilla, that when she sees an evil spirit, she should bind it and cast it out. It's the same way I believe what I am telling you. You don't believe me at your own peril. One thing I can tell you, everything that you are doing, God can allow you to continue doing it and to continue to have success in it. I'm not talking to Beverly. I'm talking to everybody who is here. It's a good example to everybody. Everything you are looking for, you are doing. You can apply your own energy at it, and God can be quiet and be watching you for it to succeed for some time. But in the Bible, God said, you went and worked, and you brought your money home and I blew air on it.
Oh, yes. If the guy was sharp, you find a scripture for me. He said, you worked. He said, you worked and put the money in empty, in pockets with holes. Pockets with holes. He will not interfere. He will just be watching you. Work all the hard, whatever. Have you not seen somebody imported in Lamborghini? The first time the Lamborghini came to Ghana, foolish person, drunk person, accident into it, then the car is bought. Do you know how much it costs to... Even this guy's car that he brought into the country, the Bugatti Chiron, they don't even do the servicing in Ghana. To change oil, you have to put the car in a container. Let me remember, it's not a joke, I read it somewhere. I'm telling you. They have Bugatti has service centers in the countries in the world where if you want to change the oil or there is a faulty part, you must put the car in a container and ship it to the service center and let them service it and ship it back to you. You can imagine how much cost it's going to. Does it make sense to own a Bugatti Chiron? It doesn't make sense. Yeah, but somebody, hey, sister girl, sit down properly. Are you from a village? Yeah, in Tamale, it's a city. Don't behave like you're from a village, man. Am I preaching well? So let's look at the scripture. Whatever you ask in my name. Then he comes to verse 24. Say, until now, verse 24, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive. Is it true? Is it true? Ask and you will receive. And God said that the reason why he will give you an accord is because he knows that it will make you happy. But God does these things. But it starts from whosoever looks intently in the word of God and continues in it, not forgetting what he has heard, that person, he will be blessed. What I'm preaching, you're not interested in what I'm preaching. Yes, you don't like what I'm preaching. But I'm telling you, I'm saying that your own, stop your own. You have done a calculation. If I do this one, then I do this one, then I do this one, then if I do this one, then I do this one, then this one, add this one, then I can buy an accord. You are lying. There are grown-ups in the main church. Tomorrow, Sunday, when they come to church. Today is what, Saturday? Tomorrow is Sunday. When they come to church, interview them. Ask them why they don't have accord. Even there are some... Ask your mother. Your mother, she's a senior nurse. Me, I was here. She was a nurse. She was a senior nurse already. Ask her. Your mother, she has traveled abroad many countries. She has not gone to many countries. Does she have accord? Ask her why she doesn't have an accord. It's not by if I do this one and I do this one and is she the one who is buying your boxer shorts from town for you to wear? You buy it yourself. She gives you the money to go and buy it yourself. You use your own money to buy it. No. You get the thing that God can give to you. There is a way. And the way is what I am telling you. That way is that you look intensely close. I think I've been on this topic for too long. I should stop or I should move on. I'm telling you that I see a generation of prosperous Christians. You know, I mean, it's weak. Yes. I see. Oh, you are not paying attention. I see a generation of prosperous Christians. Some of your mother is in the church, so I cannot say the thing well. Your mother has not prospered. Have you seen the scripture? Haggai 1:6. You have planted much, but harvest little. You eat, but are not satisfied. You drink, but are still thirsty. You put on clothes that cannot keep you warm. Your wages, your pay, it disappears as though you were putting them in a pocket full of holes. Next verse. You look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew on it.
Yeah. The money will vanish. God will blow on it. Yeah, because Charlie, let's move away from here. Bebore, I'm telling you something. I'm saying, when Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. That is your mess for the rest of this year. That's when you soak it. You soak it. When you are asleep, he's playing. You take the phone to school. But this semester, will you take it to school? You are sure? The one you're saying, then you're covering, you are cleaning your mouth. You take it. See, and when you, they will not seize it in school. You are school, they allow it. They don't allow it. But you will take it to school. Are you form 3 boy? Form 2, you are a senior. What school is that? Agri Memorial in Cape Coast. And they allow you to bring your phone and come and play Snapchat and things. But you will take it. You will hide it somewhere. Go and sit down. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. New Living Translation. I'm closing. Why? If my preaching is boring you, I beg you, I'm sorry. I'm closing very soon. Why? Some of you have gone home already. You are eating TZ and Tubani already. As you're sitting down in the church, you're already eating Tubani. It's not a problem. 1 Corinthians 9:27. It says, you see, we're talking about discipline, right? And I said that discipline is making yourself do something, even if it is difficult, to achieve a goal, right? Right. And so, in this particular case, this is what the Bible says. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Safe Church Tamale, after this conference, you will discipline yourself to sit by your Bible every morning and look in it. Say amen. Yeah. Say amen. Yeah. After this conference, you will discipline yourself to put earphones in your ear or Bluetooth speaker with a micro SD card. On it is preaching that you will listen to over and over again. Say amen. Yeah. After this conference, you will go to YouTube and you will type Doug Heward Mills, and then the pre-messages will come, and then you will play one, and you'll be watching it over and over again. Say amen. Yes. Yes. That's what you're going to do after this conference. That is what you are going to do. That is called discipline. When you are watching it, then something else will come that you should watch me also. Discipline means that you make yourself do that one that you are doing because you have a goal to achieve. Am I preaching something good to you? Yes. And you see, only 3 people in this church are going to do what I'm saying. And only 3 people become millionaires in this church. I don't know which 3 people they are, but 3 people. I can see 3 people, millionaires. Rich. God has money. God has money. He's looking for people to give it to. Oh? Yes. The Bible says that God, he makes the wicked gather the money, so he can transfer it to the righteous. He's only looking for some righteous people so that he can take the wicked man. Say, when the wicked man gets the money, he will kill him. And then he will transfer the money to the righteous. Or what do you think? Or it's not fair? The man is wicked already. So what should happen to him? He should just die. Then God will transfer the money of the wicked person, transfer it to the righteous. God is looking for some righteous people, somebody to transfer money. You know, yesterday I was in Accra. Are you hearing me? I finished preaching. You say this man likes talking a lot. Yeah, I know, but I'm closing very soon. You see, I was with my friends and I was telling them a story that I heard. Somebody told me a story. Said that his friend lost his father. Like, they were doing the funeral. And as they were planning for the funeral, this person whose father had died, and they were doing the funeral, then his friend, like you, your friend is Ishmael. So as your father, no, father has not died, but example, you are doing the funeral. Then Ishmael comes and says, oh, what's your name again? Joshua. He says, oh, Joshua. Joshua, oh, I mean, you just collect this 100,000 Ghana cedis. Do you know 100,000 Ghana cedis? Huh? Yes. Like, 1 CD, 10 CDs, 100 CDs, 1,000 CDs, 10,000 CDs, 100,000 CDs. So his friend came and said, oh, you collect this one. You can use it to buy drinks for the visitors. You collect this one. So Ishmael says, collect 100,000. Then his friend who was doing the funeral, whose father died, he said, oh, it's okay. We have done everything. We don't need it. Oh, true story. Not the person was telling the story. He too was standing there, Sam, when he was hearing the conversation. So this guy's father has died. He's doing funeral. This guy said, "Oh, Charlie, you are my friend. Oh, something small like you, 100,000. You just collect it." Then he said, "Oh, we don't need it. So you keep it." Then he said, "Oh, I insist." He said, "Oh, Charlie, we don't need this. You just keep it." Then he said, look, it's like you don't like my money." So the thing was becoming a quarrel. Like, it's like, I'm giving you money, and then you don't want to collect it. The funeral is like, then the one who was standing there, who was telling the story, said, "Charlie, like, I wish that you just divided into two, cry. And just give me half." But the way they are giving the money to the guy, he doesn't want it, no. May that be your experience. Yeah, may you be transferring 100,000 cedis from your account into somebody else's account. Your amen is not strong. That's what I was saying. If you get money, dash Bishop Kweku Sam. Dash the Reverend Yah Sam. Dash LP Linda Sam. You'll be transferring hundreds of thousands of people. People do it all the time. It's not, they're not buying something. They are just transferring to their friend. Yeah, when their friend is getting married or something, like how Roger is going to get married very soon. Do you see? Then Pastor Philip will say, "Oh, like, as my way of just, you know, showing that we are friends, no. I'm transferring 250,000 Ghana cedis to you." So he'll just be there, and then you get alert. So 250,000 cedis from Philip Quigreen. It's like transferred. What to do with it? We'll buy it. Used to buy Vena water for the wedding guests. 250,000, buy Vena water for wedding guests. You don't, what I'm saying, don't like it, eh? Let me go. Online people. I see it happening in your life in the name of Jesus. Maybe the people here, they don't like it. Online people like it. Amen. No, let's close. Let me finish and close. Where am I? Discipline, right? Okay. So, from this camp, this conference onwards, everybody, I church, K church, L church, J church, Y church, we will discipline ourselves every morning to have quiet time. One of the things I didn't mention is scripture memorization. It's very difficult. But it is easier for young. Little Reverend, should I stop? People are talking. They are moving about. Brah. Boss. What you are doing, is it good? What I'm preaching, I like it. It's nice to me. Yes. Over and over. Over and over. Anyway. Okay, now we can close with this one. So, what are we going to train ourselves? What topics are we going to train ourselves in God's word? Do you understand the topic? Do you understand the topic? You don't understand the topic. We want to... but you are going ahead of me. That's why they are looking at me. They are looking confused. Okay, what topics are we going to? As we move from novice to experience, what must we learn in God's word? What are we going to be learning? What are we going to be practicing, like training ourselves in? What topics should we train ourselves in so that we can move from novice to experience? Is it making sense? Is it making sense? Okay, so these are the topics. All right, so number one, books of the New Testament. You must know the books of the New Testament. Number one, know the books of the Old Testament. It's a subject. The subject is called Old Testament books. Number two, know the books of the New Testament. Are you there? Number three, you must know New Testament memory verses. I'm closing right now with this one. You must know New Testament memory verses. You must know what verses are in the New Testament. You must know some verses in the Old Testament. When I meet you at Lama Shao, and I say, "Give me 10 New Testament verses," You must just say them like you are speaking French. What do you think? There's a way we speak French, you know. Yeah, that's how you must say the verses. Vera, are you in the church? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Are you writing the notes? Uh-huh, beautiful. Yes. This note, you must take it to school. It's homework. This is the homework from the conference. Now, every conference, I give homework. This is the homework for the conference. 2024 conference, this is the homework. Number three. Number four. Old Testament. Have you written that one already? Old Testament memory verses or Bible verses. You must know them. You must know. You know, you must aim that in Genesis, I'll know some verses. In Exodus, I'll know some verses. In Leviticus, I'll know some verses. Some of you don't know any verse in Haggai or Habakkuk or Amos. Like, as if it's not in the Bible. Now whom and things. There's a verse there. Obadiah. You must know a verse in Obadiah. Psalms. You must decide that by the time the year is ending, I know a verse in Genesis. I know a verse. All the 66 books of the Bible, I know at least 2 or 3 verses in each of the books. It's a good plan, oh? It's a good plan. That's homework. So give me a verse in Nahum. Obadiah. It's a work. What I'm saying not making sense to you. Yes. Next one. Number five. We are closing right now. Number five. You must know New Testament Bible stories. Okay? The story of how Israel left Egypt. The whole thing that happened. You must know that story. You must know the story of how Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. You must know that story. Any story in the New Testament, number one, number two, in the Old Testament, you must know. So do you have it? 5 and 6. 5. New Testament Bible stories. 6. Old Testament Bible stories. How many of you say you can say you have work from now to the end of the year? You have a lot of work to go and do. Yeah. Yeah. New Testament. You have to know the stories. Is it okay? Is it okay? Is it okay? Number 7. You must know New Testament Bible personalities. Okay. Mary, the mother of Jesus. What is her story? Mary Magdalene, what is her story? Lazarus in the New Testament. Who died and rose and was raised up by Jesus? What's his story? Huh? Jesus, what's his story? John the Baptist, what is his story? Paul, what is his story? Peter, what is his story? Is it okay? Number 8. You must know Old Testament Bible personalities, such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Noah, Moses, Joshua, Caleb, Gideon. Do you see these people? Deborah. There's a woman called Deborah. She was wild. Jezebel. You must know Jezebel. You gotta know about Jezebel. There's a guy I like in the Bible. He's called Jehu. He was a wild guy. You must know his story. What did he do? Absalom. You must know his story. Huh? Eh? Yes. You must know all these guys. Samson. You must know Samson's story. Elijah. Elisha. Are you hearing the work? He said it's a lot of work. Ishmael, what about home? Like, you are giving up. Like, the work is not small. Yeah. That's why you can't wake up in the morning and you haven't opened your Bible and you have gone to town. Because how will you finish learning all of these things if you don't do it small every day? And I'm not saying it well. Next one. You must know important chapters in the New Testament. Do you understand it? Do you understand it? Yes. Like John chapter 1. What does it talk about? It talks about the Word, which was in the beginning with God and became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Is that not it? John chapter 2. What is there? turning water into wine.
Are you in a church? Are you in a church? Yes. Chapters. Chapters. The death of Jesus. Where is this recorded? The chapters in the Bible where you can find it. These are important chapters. Matthew chapter 5. What is it? Matthew 5. The Beatitudes. Okay. Hey. Lady Reverend, should we close? I feel that now that I'm just talking. I'm just talking and talking. Like, people are not here at all. Who is here? Give me a wave. Okay. People are here. Vera is here. You write it down. No problem. We write it down. Chapters. There are some chapters that are important. Because of what is found in that chapter. Is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? Like if you take the Great Commission, for example, you'll find it in the last chapter in all the books except one. You'll find the last chapter contains where Jesus, as he was going, his final words, they are in the last chapter of all the books except one. You must know it. You must know what those chapters are and what is there in the chapter. Both for New Testament and then next one for Old Testament. Is it making sense? Is it making sense? Next one, you must know where to find the story of creation. Because the story of creation is the story of like our beginning. How we came to be here is in creation. Oh, man. Next one, you must know where to find the story. Okay, so let's answer this one. The story of creation, where can we find it? Genesis what? Genesis 1. Starts from there, right? Okay. Then the story, where to find the story of the fall of man? Where can we find it? Genesis 3. Yes, that's correct. That's Julia, not Julia. Correct for 3 points. The next one. You must know the promises of God in the Bible and where to find them. You must know the promises. Whoever is listening to me, listen to me. You must know. You will not be able to access the promises unless you know where they are and you know what the promises are. What has God promised that he will do for you? Amen. They say that there are 7,487 promises in the Bible. 7,487. 7487 promises that God said, I will do this, I will do. How many of them do you know? How many promises do you know? There are 7,000. How many do you know? You have to know them, you have to start looking for them. Yes, and of the 7,000 promises, 3,000 of them can be found in Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. Yes, only those three books contain 3,000 promises. If I were you, I would start having quiet time in Jeremiah or Ezekiel or, yes, to try and find them. You don't like what I'm preaching. Next one. Where are we? Yes. You must know where to find, number what? 14. You must know where to find the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. You must know where to find the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. If you are here, you must know. Where can we find the story of the birth of Jesus Christ? Who knows the answer? Julia. Do you know it? Vera. I knew I'll call you. Vera, do you know where the story is? Oh, you should even try and guess or something. You should know. Don't you do Christmas play and things in church? Christmas carols night at Christmas time. So you don't even pay attention to where they are reading the scriptures from. Oh, you people. The story of the birth of Christ, where can we find it? Chapter. Matthew 1 and 2. Write it down now. Now that you know, now write it down. And then where again? We can also find it in Luke. Luke where? Luke 2. Okay. Yes. Do you have it? Let's go to Mark 1. And let's see something. Next verse.
You just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Going. Go, go, go. Just be pressing down, 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 down. Or right, right, right. Or the computer is tired. Go, 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 go. Let it be changing. Change, change, change. Why the computer is not like that? It doesn't go forward and backwards. Stop. I want to show you something. Listen to me carefully. I'm closing. Because you know that the Gospels record the life of Jesus, you can make a mistake of thinking that the birth of Jesus is recorded in all four Gospels. But it's not like that. It is only in Matthew and in Luke. I wanted to show you that Mark starts, and when Mark starts, the first person we see is John the Baptist. When John the Baptist goes away, in verse 9, when we see Jesus came to Nazareth already, he was already a grown-up man. So the birth of Jesus is not in Mark. Are you hearing it in your ear? You learned it at the conference. It's where do we find it? Matthew 1 and 2, and then where? Look, let's see John also. John 1. John 1, you know it already. In the beginning was the word was, it doesn't say anything about it. The word became flesh and lived among us. Finish. No giving birth. That's all. So now you know. Is it okay? Okay, next one. Then we're closing. We're almost closing. Are the olives here in church? Are they ready to sing? Okay. Where are we? Yes. Next one. Fast. You know where to find the stories of the life of Jesus. The first one was the birth of Jesus, but now the life of Jesus. Where can we find them? Where can we find them? Ah, you guys, how you are? Should I call the olives to come and sing so I can go and rest? Where do we find the story of the life of Jesus? Everybody must be shouting this by now. Yes, that's all. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It's not. Oh, you are not sure. Yes, that's all. Next one. You know. Listen to it all. You know the miracles of Jesus and where to find them in the Bible. This homework from now until you are 50 years old. You know the miracles. Turning water into wine. Walking on water. Healing the centurion's servant. Like everyone, every miracle Jesus did. Lazarus from the grave, you know it. On the way, funeral on the way, He made the person well. Little girl, arise. Talita, kum. It's a miracle. You know, you must know every. If there are 37 miracles, you must know all of them. One by one by one by one by one by one. That Jesus did. You must know. And then, in addition to it, Julia, you must know where in the Bible you can find the miracle. Let me continue. Next one. We're almost there. Akami and Sani Apong. You know the parables of Jesus and where to find them. This is training, right? This is how we move from being novices to becoming experienced in the Word of God. You know the parables of Jesus and where to find them. Parable of the wheat and tares. Parable of the sower. Parable of the wise and foolish virgins, right? These are parables, right? Yes. Parable of the fig tree. It's a parable. Yes. Master seed. Hey. We are closing. Almost. Next one. You know where to find the stories of the early church. Okay. Early church. Peter, Philip, Stephen, all these guys. Even Paul, all these people in the early church. Their story. Where can you find a story? The book of Acts, simple. Yes. And then the last one for today. With number what? Number 17. Okay, the last one for today. You know The doctrine of salvation. Salvation. You know it. You understand it. You understand words like remission, forgiveness, reconciliation, substitution, propitiation. These are like, they sound like big words, but they are not big, they don't mean justification. You must know these things. Especially those guys who are in SHS level, no. That's the kind of language you must be speaking. Yeah, you must be speaking propitiation. Do you understand it? Justification, remission. And now what I'm saying, no, it's not like that. Yeah, when you come back from secondary school, you come and have a discussion with Lady Reverend about propitiation and justification. Yes, like Lady Reverend, when I was in school, I was thinking about, you know, the whole concept of justification and, you know, propitiation. I think I have a certain opinion. What do you think? I don't know. You know what those words mean. Yeah, but you must. Okay. You must. In the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you have learned something in this conference? How many of you have seen that the homework that you have to do to move yourself from being a novice to a person who is not a novice is not a small work? It's not a small work. But how many of you are going to start? You're going to start from now onwards. You are start. At least I will learn the parables. I will learn the miracles. I will start learning something small. And I believe that God is going to help all of us. Stand to your feet, everybody. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully. Put your hands together for Jesus. Close your eyes. And I want us to pray. I want you to just, we are closing. I finished preaching. There's no preaching again that is coming. It's not a trick. I finished preaching. And I want you to close your eyes and start to talk to God about from yesterday, the things you have heard from last night all through today. I have talked a lot. Don't talk, please. Don't talk. Vera and your people, please. Yeah, don't talk. It's time for us to pray. We are going to ask God to help us to start two things that we have to do. Practice and discipline. These two things, they are difficult. That's why I need you to talk to God about helping you. The Holy Spirit was given to us by God so that the things we cannot do on our own, He will help us. Okay, the Holy Spirit, He's a helper. He is a helper. And so in this short time of prayer right now, we are asking that Holy Spirit, help me to do the practice and help me to go through the discipline. Is it a good prayer to pray? Close your eyes and begin to pray for yourself. Lord, I have heard some very good things since last night. I have heard some things. I know what I must go and do now. I know what I must go home and start to do. I know the journey I must embark on, the things I must start doing, so that my life, I will move from somebody who is a beginner, who is just starting out, who is just doing something new, to go to a place where I am experienced in the word of life, so that whatever I do, it will prosper. Bible said that He will be blessed in what He does. But Lord, I need Your help. Lord, I need help. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to do the practice and to bring my body under, to control myself, to do the thing that is difficult to achieve the goal. Are you praying? Pray. I don't hear you pray at all in the church. I want to hear prayer everywhere. Wake those who are sleeping, wake them all up so that they can pray. Wake them up so that they can pray. All those who are sitting, stand up and pray. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father. Practice and discipline. I'm not hearing you at all. Practice and discipline. Is there a problem? Yes. Pray. Mahasho dabran talibada brasa lebalaba. Ribaka balabala brasa pakala brataliyanda lebalaba. Ribasaka balo yanda la brasa kabraso yanda la brantali balaba. Meha bakoli yanda la brasa pakala brantali balaba. Rib talibala brasa balabra. Mala brantali ba. Pray, I don't hear you at all. Masaka Bakolia, Dala Brasa Cabra, pray somebody, pray. Mahala Brasa Pratali Malabe, Libri Pasa Balabra Talianda Labra Salibalaba, Lama Talabra Bakalianda Labra. You are asking the Holy Spirit to help you to do two things, practice
and discipline. Practice and discipline. Practice and discipline. In the name of Jesus. Rasa papoli anda la balaba. Rebibi anda la brosa ka anda la brasa kali balabo. I'm not hearing at all. Hallelujah. You know, some of you are not praying. Amen. And I'm wondering why you're not praying. Because in the book of Romans, you see Paul describing something that happens. That sometimes the good that he wants to do, he can't do it. And then the bad things he doesn't want to do, he finds himself doing. I mean, that thing. Then he says that it is there's a certain fight always going on between these two choices. That's why I want us to pray that the Holy Spirit will. It's like you know, I'm wrestling. Come and let's show. Come. You know I'm wrestling. It's like this. That's how you do it, right? And you see, so what happens is that I'm not sure whether he's stronger than me or I'm stronger than him. But what happens is that the person who wins is the one who is able to put that person's hand down has won, right? If I'm able to put his hand down like this, I win. What happens is this is the good I want to do, and then the bad I don't want to do. And what happens is that every time, try. So as I'm going, do you see what is going on? So this is the good I'm trying to do. Is yeah, the guy is strong. And what's happening is that the evil that I don't want to do is really fighting. So as I'm going this way, it's trying to get me to go that way. But what happened? The prayer we are praying is that when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes and adds his hand to my hand. And then what happens is in the end, he comes down. We are not clapping for the Holy Spirit. That's why I believe that all the attempts we have made at living our lives for God and pleasing God and dwelling in God's word, that has not worked so far. As we pray this prayer, the Holy Spirit is adding strength to our hand so that we can move down this way. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That's what I'm asking, to pray that God, by his Holy Spirit, help me. Extra strength, extra help, extra strength, extra help in the name of Jesus. Yes, pray, real prayer. Masha patalabra, lepra sapalianda labra salibalabalaba, repa kabalabra sapalabra talibalaba, mehanda labra talibalabra talibalaba, repa sapalabra talianda labalabra talibalaba, rekabaso, in the name of Jesus.